Welcome to Ask the Guru, the podcast where we answer those difficult questions like, who am I? Why am I here? Thank you so much for joining me on this quest for the answers. Welcome to Ask the Guru. I wonder if you've ever heard that quote, the quote that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And if you have heard that, does it resonate with you? Do you recognize the part of yourself that is that spiritual being having a human experience? And if that is the case, can we dissect that a little bit further? I think that's where this show, this episode, is going to go. Going into the deeper understanding of who we really are as spiritual beings, but also as human beings, that there may be two aspects to every single person. And if there is two of us living within this singular body, how do we reconcile? Because there's bound to be disagreements. I mean, there's bound to be times where the spiritual aspect of you, the part of you that sees yourself as limitless, boundless, as being able to live amongst the clouds and the stars and the sky and is capable of literally anything. The part of you that doesn't have boundaries, that feels and experiences love and freedom and gratitude and appreciation. See, there's that part of us, which we all touch on from time to time. But then there's the part of us that lives in this skin. There's the part of us that has to play roles, put on masks, that is showing up under the identity self, right? The personality self. You've given it a name, your name. You've given it roles, maybe friend, maybe lover, maybe your job. I mean, all these different roles that we play, ways that we're showing up. And it is limited because it exists within this skin. And within this skin, there are boundaries towards what you're capable of. You step into fire, you may burn, you know, those sort of things, right? We are somewhat limited. So there's an aspect of you that sees no limits, and then the part of you that says, hey, 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 this isn't possible. And how do we reconcile the two? Because the further that they travel away from one another, right? If the spiritual self feels as if it's being ignored and it's calling you towards these higher dimensions of feeling love and compassion and kindness, but you keep saying, no, 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 I've got to stay here in reality and I have to show up and do my job or whatever, you know, work hard, you know, do the things. If there's that part of you that is like, no, 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 we need to get our, you know, feet on the ground and nose to the grind. And then the part of you that's like, no, 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 I want you to play in the wonderment and enjoy the limitlessness and, you know, sit and gaze at the stars. How do we reconcile? And one of the things that I've noticed is the part of me that is sort of limitless and boundless, I tend to think of as my inner child, as the part of me that, you know, was once really prevalent when I was young, before I knew my limitations, before the world had told me who I was, given me my name and sort of decided a lot of things about me that I decided to accept. And then those things became my boundaries in that personality identity self as I picked up a role and started playing it. And we see a lot of people now analyzing those roles, right? They get into a certain age and they go, you know, I don't know if I want to play this role. Let me play a different role. And a lot of that is happening now where people are sort of exploring their identity self as well. And that might be because there's a part of them that says, I don't want to restrict myself to these limitations. I want to be boundless. I want to do whatever I want and feel free. And so there's a rebellion that happens. And that is happening within ourselves. We think it's a rebellion against the world, but really it's a rebellion that is happening against that the spiritual self and then the personality self, right? It's like a battle, an inner battle with the inner child that wants to play all the time. And then the personality self that says, no, 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 you've got to step into these roles. You have to show up a certain way. And when we start to battle that, when we think of it as an actual enemy, like I'm not going to, suddenly we start to reject those things that show up as societal views. And eventually, maybe even start rejecting society altogether, right? And this can then cause us discord. So how do we live in a society that has these limitations and boundaries, live in our skin, but also honor that spiritual self, that part of us that wants to be free and limitless and boundless? And something that I do is I have taken out of my vocabulary, even in my mind, so, you know, my inner dialogue, I have removed from my inner dialogue the words I have to or I should. So whenever I find myself limiting myself with the word I have to, I will feel as though I want to rebel. See, if I say I have to, I'm like, I don't want to then. Then there's becomes this inner struggle. The more, you know, I tend to, you know, fight against it. Just like that little child that you try and tell them they have to do something, they're going to say no and fight against it. But if you coax the child, if you speak sweetly and you say, and you try and convince them as to why they want to do it, because it will benefit them in some way, they will feel better because of it, then suddenly it becomes something that you can move through with a little more ease and grace. So for me, I remove the words I have to, and I try and figure out a way to convince myself why I want to do this thing, why I am choosing to do it, not why I have to, not why somebody is telling me I need to, but why I choose to do it. It's a choice. Yes, I can choose not to, but which one is going to feel better at the end? So, you know, and oftentimes if I choose not to, then there's going to be a recourse to that. There's going to be something that I'm going to have to suffer underneath that. So if I, you know, say I am choosing to go to work instead of I have to go to work, right? Choosing to go to work says, well, I am choosing to have a house and a car and, you know, food in my fridge. And when I go to work, that is how I can have those things. And so I could give up maybe the car, I could give up the house, I could find different ways, and then I don't have to go to work anymore, right? But I could choose to go to work, and then I'm choosing the house and the car. And so there's all these different ways to just make it something that is, it's like easing myself into these things. And when I say have to, suddenly it's a burden. I'm dragging myself into this project with extra weight that I'm carrying. But if I say, no, I'm choosing to, I already feel lighter. I feel freer. So there's a way that within me, I'm sort of reconciling that spiritual aspect of me that wants to have its freedom to choose. And then the part of me that is showing up in this society and living under these limitations. So something I wrote myself a long time ago, and it was just a little note to self. And so I sat down and was just reminding myself to just be a little bit more playful. So here's something I want you to take with you today. It's just a little note to yourself, and this note to self, I was writing it from my inner child. So again, from the spiritual aspect of me, the part of me that when I was a child, right, before all the limitations set in, when I still had that, the eyes of wonderment looking at the world, right? And there was mystery and excitement and adventure and all of those things. So it is that part of me writing this letter to my personality self. and just kind of, you know, asking my personality self or talking to my personality self, trying to coax it into a little bit more joy. And here it goes. Note to self. Be my best friend. Don't be a grown-up. Play with me. Let's have an adventure. See the world with wonder, marvel at the beauty that is everywhere, and search for the answers to all of the world's secrets. Let's be best friends, like the time when best friends meant something. You can tell me anything, and I will only see you as perfect, never judging you or betraying your trust. Let's live in the land of make-believe, where possibilities were limitless and joy abound. Dance with me in the rain, splash in the puddles, roll in the mud, get dirty and forget to care. Be daring with a little spunk, fearless with a touch of loud. Live as if you only have today and stop putting things off till later. Every passing second is an opportunity to choose. Stop choosing have-tos and start choosing want-tos. Remember that we are human beings, not human doings. And take my hand and walk the path from the land of just getting by to the land of happiness, freedom, and ease. I hope that you will take these words with you today and take and play a little. Find a way to release yourself from that adulting, from the personality self, and step back into that sense of wonderment that this entire world is a playground and all of the limitations are perceived. And what if you could just spend a little bit more time getting to know the aspect of you that sees the world as that limitless place? Just sitting in it and removing some of the boundaries. Or, like I said, what if you just go find a hill somewhere, of course of grass so it's soft, and roll down it? Be playful. Do something silly. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. I hope that today you find a way to do this, to have just a little bit more ease. I think your inner child would say, live today as if there is no tomorrow. So don't do things today to enjoy them tomorrow. Find joy in this moment. Live fully and completely in the now. Laugh more. Smile at a stranger. Hug freely. And learn not only to give love, which is something I know you've mastered. I know this is something that you're good at. You can give of your time and give love and help a friend in need, but also be willing to receive it. You have to fill yourself back up, and the world wants to love you back. So please receive right now this message that I love you, and you deserve to be loved. You deserve to know your worth and be cherished every moment. So please love yourself. Cherish yourself. Don't do anything you have to do. Choose to do it. Thank you again for listening. I hope you make it an amazing day. And if you found value in this podcast, please, please share it with a friend. This has been another episode of Ask the Guru. Thank you again so much for giving me your time. And I hope that this message in some way inspired you to play more, to love more, and remember, receive love. I'll talk to you soon.